Now, several years ago, when I submitted my applications to study in a Bible school,
很多年之前, 当我要申请进入神学院, 念神学的时候,
there was one question in the form that intrigued me.
表格上面有一条问题让我很好奇,
and the question is this.
那条问题是这样说,
what do you think is the purpose of rules and regulations in Bible school?
你看在这个神学院里面呢, 校规的目的是什么呢?
So I gave a good thinking before answering that question.
我就好好用时间去思想, 然后去回答那条问题。
I asked myself, was there a group of students in the school that opposed to rules and regulations?
我就自己这样想, 在学校里面, 在神学校里面, 有没有一群的学生, 他们反对学校有这个,
Maybe these are a bunch of students who felt that it would be best to just behave, you know, in a manner what seems right to them.
可能这群的学生呢, 以为说, 自己认为是对的行为就可以了。
Or maybe there is a group of students who want the current rules and regulations to be reviewed and revised.
或者有另外一群的学生, 他们愿意, 现有的校规去,
You see, the problem I encountered in answering that question is that I do not know the context why the question was asked.
我面对的问题是我不理解,我不明白, 这些校规的背景或是的内容的原因是什么?
That is why I am very intrigued.
为了这样我, 解得非常的稀奇。
Now, it is natural to be intrigued.
很自然的我这种的, 稀奇的感觉是很自然的。
See, when you read the Ten Commandments,
假如我们看这个十诫的时候,
10, 20 years down the road, the children of the Israelites would be intrigued about rules and regulations.
同样的可能10年, 20年之后, 以色列人的子孙, 同样也会感觉到非常的惊奇。
They would be very intrigued with the laws that God gave to their fathers.
他们可能会好奇说为何我们的上帝赐下这些 十诫给我们的父母亲呢?
They would be asking, why did God give us these laws, Dad?
同样他们会问他们的父亲, 爸爸, 为何上帝赐给我们这些十诫呢?
In fact, chapter 6 tells us that in the future, sons, the children will be asking their fathers, what is the meaning of these decrees, laws that God has given us?
在我们刚念的经文的第六章, 说, 可能他们会问他们父亲, 为何神赐给我们这些条规?
And how are the fathers to answer?
作为父母亲的要如何回答他们的儿女呢?
They are to give them the context.
同样他们需要解释这内容, 上下文的意思是什么?
The fathers will have to say, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt.
这些作为父亲的要解释说我们以前是在埃及地为, 奴仆的。
So why did God give us rules and regulations?
为什么上帝赐给我们这些, 律例呢?
Firstly, it's because we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt.
第一, 我们以前是在埃及地当为奴仆的。
God brought us out with a mighty hand.
因为上帝用他大能的作为领我们出埃及地。
And then he used the miraculous signs and wonders, and we all saw them with our own eyes.
我们亲眼看到神所, 替我们做的这个神迹。
He spoke out of fire.
因为我们的上帝是从火中向我们说话。
He brought us out to bring us into this good land.
上帝领我们出埃及带我们到这个很好的地方。
We heard him with our ears.
我们亲耳听到。
And he gave us these commandments to fear him, obey him, and live.
上帝 赐给我们这些十诫的原因是让我们敬畏他, 让我们遵行他, 让我们能存活。
And so how are the fathers supposed to answer their children who will inquire?
假如以后你们的子孙儿女问你们这些问题的时候, 作为父母亲要如何回答呢?
The father shouldn't just say, ah, just do it.
做父亲的不要说你, 听就行了。
Instead, they are supposed to tell them the background.
反而做父亲的要好好的解释他背景是如何。
And what's the summary of the background?
背景的总结是什么?
The gracious God rescued us.
蛮有慈悲的上帝拯救我们。
He then spoke to us out of fire.
他从火中对我们说话。
And yet we lived.
经过这些，我们还存活。
He gave us the commandments for us to obey and live.
上帝赐给我们这些十诫，让我们遵行而存活。
See, the greater miracle is not that is not about the fire out of which God spoke.
更大的神迹。不，存在说上帝从火中对我们说话。
The greater miracle is that these guys heard God and they yet they lived.
更大的神迹是因为上帝对我们讲话的时候，我们还仍然存活。
Now the context is very important because it helps the children and us as well to see that God's commandments are not given so that to so as to make life tough for us.
内容非常的重要，因为它对 不仅是对我们做父母亲的，对我们的儿女，是上帝不是赐给我们这些十诫或是条规，让我们难过一生。
God's laws, on the other hand,
上帝的律法
are given out of the context of God's grace and mercy.
是因为他的怜悯跟他的慈爱赐给我们的。
He saved them out of Egypt.
因为上帝拯救以色列人脱离埃及地
He spoke to them and did not consume them
虽然上帝面对他们对他们说话而让以色列人存活
In fact, God speaking is an initiative on his part to reveal himself to his people
上帝自动向他的子民显现对他们说话
And all his laws are given out of his graceWith a good intention to bless them.
上帝的律法典章都是 要让以色列人享受他的慈爱，让以色列人存活。
So the first commandment says,
第一诫这样说
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me.
第六节，我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来，除了 我以外，你不可有别的神。
So the first commandment shows us that the saving God requires exclusive allegiance.
第一条诫命这样要求我们说，拯救我们的上帝要求我们要绝对的顺从或是敬拜他。
He has every right to demand exclusive loyalty.
因为他有完全的权威来要求我们对他的忠诚。
Why? First of all, he is the only God.
第一的原因，因为是他是唯一。独一的上帝。
In business terms, he's got the market cornered.
在我们生意或是商业界，他拥有整个市场。
There is no other God.
除了他以外，我们不能有别的神。
Well, there are other gods which are who are also known as idols, and they are just man-made, devil-inspired copycats.
可能有其他的人手所造的偶像是仿佛上帝的。
The Apostle Paul calls them idols.
使徒保罗是称他为偶像。
And Paul says they are but nothing.
保罗在圣经说他们是无能的。
But the God of Israel is the God who gives life to the dead.
以色列的上帝的神是赐生命给那些死里复活的人。
And he calls things that are not as though they were.
他从无变成有。
Secondly, he is the God who rescued them out of Egypt.
第二呢，是上帝是拯救以色列人脱离埃及地。
And it's Egypt is the land where people work day and night.
埃及地是以色列人日夜不停地在那边工作
and they suffered beating.
他们也忍受埃及人的击打。
And their children have no other future.
他们的子
than to also work day and night and suffer beating.
以色列人的后继子孙也没有什么其他的将来，因为他们一生要忍受埃及人的击打。
And they are not just slaves for life.
他们终身为奴仆。
They are slaves for generations.
也是世世代代为奴仆的种族
until God heard their cries and rescued them out of Egypt
等到天父上帝听到他们的呼求 拯救他们脱离埃及。
Now this background is important.
这个背景对我们来说是非常重要。
Because God is not a God who is a killjoy who gives us a set of rules to make life difficult.
因为我们的上帝不是赐给我们这些十诫让我们难过一生。
But that he is a good, merciful God who hears the cries of his people.
我们的上帝是一位慈善蛮有怜悯的上帝，他听到他的子民的呼求。
He rescues them and now he offers them a good life.
拯救他的子民，现在赐给他们一个好的生活的希望。
And he does this by establishing a relationship with them.
是因为通过他与以色列人他的子民建立一个很好的关系。
I am your God and you are my people.
我是你的上帝，你的神，你是我的子民。
That is why they are to have no other gods beside God.
因为这样呢，除了上帝以外，以色列人不可有别的神。
This is what it means by exclusive allegiance.
这是专有的对他的忠诚。
There are no other gods beside God.
除了耶和华以外，以色列人不许有其他的上帝。
Now it doesn't mean that God wants you to put him on high priority.
不代表说我们的上帝要求我们要把他放成最重要的一件事。
Say you give your Sundays to God.
比如说你献给上帝我们七日一天，就是星期天。
But then on Chinese New Year or on Hungry Ghost Month, you can visit the other gods.
可能在过春节的时候或是鬼节的时候，我们能去拜别的神。
God doesn't mean that when he says you have supposed to have no other gods beside me.
这个不是代表说除了我以外你不可有别的神。
God is not like just another fire insurance in addition to the many other fire insurance that you have.
我们不要以为说我们的上帝好像说增加一个保险，我们以外还有很多的保险。
He is the only God.
因为我们的上帝是唯一的上帝。
And he is the Lord our God who calls us into a relationship with him.
我们的神，我们的上帝呼叫我们与他建立好的关系。
Second commandment.
第二诫。
It says, you shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of their father, for the sin of their fathers, to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
第八节到第十节，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神。恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，就复及之，直到三世代。爱我的，守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
The second commandment reminds us that we are naturally idolaters.
第二条诫命提醒我们，我们天生的是倾向跪拜偶像的人。
And that is part of our sinfulness.
这是属于我们赎罪的性格。
We naturally find it alluring to worship other gods.
好像很自然的，我们很倾向去跪拜其他的偶像。
We will always be naturally preoccupied or devoted to other gods.
很自然的，我们会倾向去崇拜、去跪拜其他的神。
To be devoted with something other than God.
好像我们的注意力当中呢，有其他神以外吸收我们的注意力的。
We naturally like to fashion our own God.
在我们的脑海中，我们很喜欢去有自己以外的神像。
So the second commandment is somehow related to the first.
第二条的诫命与第一条有很好的关系。
The first warns us against going after other gods.
第一条的诫命警告我们不要去拜别的神。
And the second prohibits the fashioning of our own gods.
第二条诫命呢，禁止我们在我们的脑海中有其他的偶像的思想。
How does the making of an idol begin?
你猜想在雕刻偶像之前，这个过程是怎么样开始呢？
It begins in the heart.
在我们心中开始。
See, man, he comes up with a list of things that he wants God to be.
在人类的心目中，他有些要求，他们就开始去思想。
And then he gradually begins to imagine and believe God to be like what he wants him to be.
慢慢的他就想说，我这位神呢，就是我心目中想要我的神如何。
Idolatry begins in the heart.
拜偶像从每个人的心中开始。
And so remember the account when Moses delayed in coming down from Mount Sinai.
我们还记得在旧约，摩西从山上延迟下山的时候。
The people thought that he was dead.
以色列人就以为说摩西已经死掉了。
And so they charged Aaron to make gods for them who will continue to lead them.
他就邀请亚伦为他们雕刻偶像来带领他以色列人。
And so Aaron got them all to contribute their gold.
亚伦就要求每个人要献上他们所有的金属。
And he fashioned it into an idol shaped like a calf.
就为他们雕刻一偶像，好像牛一样。
And so the people looked at it and said, "These are your gods who brought you out of Egypt."
以色列人看到这偶像的时候，就说：“这位是我们的神，领我们离开埃及地的。
”And what did Aaron do? Aaron built an altar in front of the calf.
亚伦就造一个祭坛来献这个偶像。
And said, "Tomorrow, let's prepare a festival to the Lord."
明天我们就要立定这个祭节来献给我们的神。
Now it was not an honest mistake to think that God looks like a calf.
不是很纯正的错误，说我们的上帝是好像牛一样。
It all began in the heart, wishing that God is like the golden calf that people worshipped when they were in Egypt.
这些都是从每个人心目中以为说他们以前在埃及地所敬拜的牛犊的偶像。
That is why they all got into a revelry, right?
因为这样呢，全以色列他们就在那边庆祝。
Because the worship of the calf allows for that kind of a lifestyle.
因为在埃及的时候，他们跪拜偶像的时候，就让他们有这种的生活习惯。
So is the God you worship a product of your own imaginations and the intentions of your heart?
我们所敬拜的神是我们心目中的想象呢，或是我们心目中的要求？
If it is, you have just created an idol.
假如是这样呢，我们就已经为自己雕刻了心目中的偶像。
That is why it is important for us to read God's word to get our knowledge about God correct.
很重要的，我们在看神的话语的时候，要很准确的理解我们的上帝是哪一位。
Lest we are just worshiping a God of our own imagination and liking.
否则我们所敬拜的那位神是我们心目中所想象的、所要的。
Third commandment.
第三诫。
Verse 11, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses His name.
不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。
The third commandment, my friends, tells us that God wants us to speak of Him with reverence.
第三条诫命，神要求我们每当称他的名的时候，要用敬畏的心来称呼他的名。
And we are not to use his name glibly.
不要妄称他的名。
Without much thought.
好像不通过什么好好的思考来称他的名。
Why? Because God's name is holy.
为什么呢？因为神，我们的上帝的名是神圣的。
When God's name is mentioned, it is supposed to command fear and respect.
每当我们提到上帝的名的时候，我们心中要存敬畏的心。
So remember when God asked, or rather when Moses asked God how to answer the Israelites when they asked who sent him?
当摩西问上帝的时候，假如法老王问我什么人差派你来的时候，
God tells Moses, just tell them that I am sent you.
上帝就命令摩西说， 我是差派你的。
I am is the name of God.
这个是我们耶和华的名。
The name of God spells out a relationship that he had with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
代表耶和华与亚伯拉罕、雅各跟以撒的关系。
And his name commands fear and respect.
他的名要求我们每一位要敬畏，要尊敬他。
But the problem is, a lot of people do not treat God's name with respect.
问题是很多人不尊敬、不敬畏神的名。
You know of people who call on God's name when they are angry.
有时候我们听到在英语说法，在他们生气的时候，他们就提到妄称上帝的名。
Or when they committed a blunder, let's say they stepped on something.
否则他们又做错的事，或是有什么错误，他们就乱讲。
We utter God's name glibly.
在这种情况下，我们就乱称乱叫上帝的名。
It's very much in the same way when we utter the words wa la we.
好像我们在新加坡有提到这种。
And that phrase refers to our fathers with contempt, right?
在我们的心目中是提到我们的父亲。
How else do we profane God's name?
在什么情况下我们妄称神的名呢？
We use his name in vain when we give him superficial worship.
假如我们不是用真诚的心来敬拜他。
When we sing songs to him, songs that we do not really mean.
每当我们在崇拜的时候唱歌就我们心唱，但是不没有可唱心了。
We call upon him and we say things to him that we do not mean.
我们乱叫乱称他的名，但是心目中不是以为那个意思。
It happens when we give thanks for the food only to say, yuck, I don't like it.
有时候我们做感恩谢饭的祷告的时候，但是实际上我们不喜欢桌子上面排的这个食物。
I remember one lecture that I had in Bible school.
有一次我记得在神学院里面有一个教师
told us there was one time his wife prepared broccoli.
有一次他这个师娘为他们准备西兰花。
And the wife placed melted cheese over broccoli.
这个他夫人就把融化掉的奶酪放在这个西兰花上面。
It looks delicious, right?
好像很好吃。
But the lecturer didn't like it.
但是我这位老师不喜欢。
So he told his wife, "You've ruined it."
就骂他的夫人说，你为何把这个食物这个菜变成这样
？And the wife, like all wives, say, "Never mind, just say grace."
就说不要紧了，你感恩谢饭就好了。
And the teacher says, "I can."
这个教师说我不能这样做
，because that will be calling on the Lord's name in vain.
因为这个是妄称我们的上帝的名。
Now, of course, he didn't tell us how the wife responded and who got to say grace in the end.
当然，最终什么人谢饭呢？他没有讲。
But the point is, we have to remember that God's name is holy.
重点是我们上帝的名要尊为圣。
And we ought to remember our place, our position.
同样，我们要记得我们在上帝面前的地位如何。
Bible says, "God is in heaven; you are on earth. Let your words be few."
因为上帝说，神在天，我们在地，让我们的语言有耶稣。
Let your words be well thought through.
要好好的思考。
Because his name is to be treated with reverence and respect.
因为我们上帝神的名要称为圣。
Fourth commandment.
第四条
Verse 12 Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor the alien within your gates, so that your manservant and maidservant may rest.As you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
12到15节这样说，当照耶和华你神所吩咐的守安息日为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日你和你的儿女奴婢牛驴牲畜并在你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，使你的奴婢可以和你一样的安息。你也要纪念你在埃及地做过奴仆。耶和华你神用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂将你从那里领出来，因此耶和华你的神吩咐你要守安息日。
Now when you look at the fourth commandment,
当我们看这第四条诫命的时候，
it shows us that creation somehow offers a pattern on the Sabbath.
让我们看到神创造天地提供有一个过程来让我们享受安息日。
God created the world in 6 days, and on the 7th day, he rested.
当神创造宇宙的时候，六天之后，第七天，神就安息。
And then he wants his people to do likewise, to do all your work in 6 days and rest on the 7th day.
同样，我们这些做他的子民的，在六天之内做工，第七天我们要安息。
Now there is no other commandment that has invited a lot of debate as this commandment of keeping the Sabbath.
十诫里面呢，这条可能有引起很多争论。
Why?
为何呢？
Let me just cite 2 simple reasons.
有两个很简单的原因。
Firstly, the Pharisees in the New Testament have added sub-laws to make sure that Sabbath is strictly followed.
在过去，法利赛人他增加了很多属下的条规，来让以色列人遵守安息日是绝对圣的。
In fact, some of those sub laws are really ridiculous.
属下的条规有些是很好笑的。
So for instance, if you got a cut on a Sabbath,
比如说有一位割伤自己在安息日里面割伤自己，
the Pharisees will tell you you're not supposed to apply ointment.
法利赛人的条规禁止以色列人包裹这个创伤。
Because causing it to heal would be considered work.
因为这是他们以为是做工，是劳动。
Which is why Jesus confronted the Pharisees for charging him on healing on the Sabbath.
这个原因，主耶稣就控告这被法利赛人，因为法利赛人当主耶稣医好病人是在安息日所做的。
Jesus asked them, which of them, if its ox falls into a well on the Sabbath, would not pull it out?
主耶稣就问法利赛人，假如安息日你的牛进这个井的话呢，你为何不把它救出来呢？
Obviously they would.
当然这些人以色列人会把他们的牛救起来。
Even if an ox falls into the well on the Sabbath, they would pull the ox out.
虽然是安息日，他们仍然会把这个牛救出来。
Secondly, Jesus in healing on the Sabbath,declares himself as the Lord of the Sabbath.
当主耶稣在安息日医好病人的时候，他是向世界宣告说他是安息日的主。
It means that he has every right to interpret the Sabbath for the Pharisees and never the other way around.
就代表说主耶稣有这个权柄来解释安息日的意义。
The Sabbath is made for man and not man for the Sabbath.
因为安息日是为人所设立的，不是人为安息日来设立。
And when Jesus died and rose from the dead, he accomplished salvation for us who believe in him.
当主耶稣从死里复活的时候，他就为人类完成救赎的功劳。
And the Bible tells us that we believers rest in Christ and we rest from our labors.
圣经就说信他的人就从我们的劳苦来得到安息。
We rest from all our efforts to try to be saved by our works.
同样我们自己的力量来救我们呢，我们必须停止必须安息。
This rest is accomplished by Jesus Christ.
因为这个安息是主耶稣为我们完成的。
And it is the promised Sabbath rest for God's people.
是神为他的子女所设立的安息日的休息。
It is a rest because of salvation and a future expectation of a rest.
这休息就是神为我们拯救救恩所完成的。
This sounds complicated on a Sunday morning. In short, the fourth commandment to observe the Sabbath is actually pointing to the salvific work of Jesus who gives us rest.
简单地说,第四条是主耶稣为我们完成的功劳,要赐给我们最终的安息。
So how does it apply to us today?
今日如何对我们来应验呢?
Listen carefully.
请听.
It is God honoring to do all our work 6 days a week and devote a day of rest to the Lord.
每当我们一周当中有六天劳动做工，第七天来守安息日的时候,
to devote a day to reflect upon His goodness.
每当我们设下第七天来思想神的好处,
to worship Him and rest in Him.
来敬拜他，在他里面享受安息。
Now it honors God to give your servants a day of rest each weekend because it says here your servants are to rest as well.
同样我们对神的敬畏说，假如我们让我们的家里的佣人第七天也享受安息。
I think it will be a shame to wait for a law to be passed making it mandatory for all maids to have a weekly rest.
假如我们要等到政府来设立一个条规，说第七天要使我们的家里的佣人休息。
It honors God to take a rest every week, and it honors God to give your workers a rest every week.
每当我们自己第七天休息的时候，我们代表我们是尊敬我们的上帝。同样呢，我们如果让我们家里的佣人也 一周当中得到一天的休息。
But more importantly, make sure you have entered into that rest that is found in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
更重要的，我们要从信靠他、信靠主耶稣里来得到真正的安息。
Because Jesus is the fulfillment of the Sabbath.
因为主耶稣是完成安息日的主。
Fifth commandment.
第五条,
Verse 16, it says here, Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
当照耶和华你神所吩咐的孝敬父母使你得福并使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你在地上得以长久.
The fifth commandment leads us to ask the question, what does it mean to honor our parents?
当我们看第五条的时候，我们就问说，要孝敬父母是如何呢？
To honor simply means to give weight.
孝敬代表说我们要看重。
To give importance to our parents.
要注重，要看重我们的父母亲。
So how do we give weight to our parents?
做儿女的要如何来孝敬，来看重父母亲？
Not by feeding them a lot.
不是喂养他。
But to give weight to our parents means that in our early years as children, we honor our parents by obeying them.
当我们作为比较小的儿女的时候，是要 尊探我们的父母亲,
we follow their commands.
要按照他们的吩咐来做。
In our early years as children, we do whatever our parents say.
我们还小的时候，我们就照我们父母亲的吩咐来做。
We obey our parents because God has appointed parents to teach us.
因为上帝给我们父母亲来教导我们。
To teach us, to protect us, to provide for us.
来保护我们，来提供我们的需要。
Now, when we were kids, most of the time we do not understand some silly commands, right?
有时候我们还小的时候，做小孩的时候，我们不清楚、不理解我们父母亲的吩咐是什么。
Why do I have to drink milk?
我为何要喝奶呢？
Eat broccoli?
吃西兰花菜呢？
Or sleep early?
提早睡觉呢？
Why am I not allowed to use the knife?
为何你不允许我使用这个刀呢？
Or play with the matchstick?
或是用这个火柴。
Now we do not understand those commands.
这些吩咐我们有时候不是很清楚。
Because we are too young to understand.
可能我们年纪还很小。
We are too young to understand complex explanations.
不能理解很复杂的解释。
So our responsibility is to just simply obey.
当时呢，我们的责任是要绝对性的。
Obey without objections.
绝对性的顺服.
That is how we honor our parents at a young age.
在我们年轻做小孩的时候，是用这个方式来代表我们尊敬我们的父母亲。
Now, as children grow older towards adulthood, they outgrow obedience.
长大成人之后，作为小孩就 对这个孝敬的事情有一点的改变。
They now honor their parents not by obeying them, but by respecting them.
比较长大成熟的儿女呢，是按是照他们尊敬父母亲来表现他们的孝敬。
They now honor them by showing them respect.
孝敬父母亲是以尊敬他们来表示。
So if you look at the book of Proverbs, for instance,
箴言诗, 有这样说,
you have lots of wise sayings that are written by Solomon.
有很多很好的格言是, Solomon王所写的。
And some of these sayings are addressed to young men.
有些是向年轻人来说的。
And then the writer tells the young men, do not forget my teaching.
箴言书对他读者说，你不要忘记我的教训。Do
not forsake my teaching.
不要拒绝我有智慧的教训。Store
up my command within you.
要把它藏在你心上。In
other words, it is a call for the man to be reminded what he learned when he was younger.
换一句话来说，是要提醒每个年轻人他以前所学习的。
A call for him to recall the teachings he received before.
要求每个读者要提醒他们以前所得到的教训。
To take them to heart, so that he may honor the Lord and save himself from the sinful path of destruction.
把这些话藏在他们心中，免得他们遭遇难处。
So when children grow up towards adulthood, they outgrow obedience because parents no longer need to tell them to eat this, eat that, eat this, drink that.
当小孩长大成人的时候，可能他们就从这些禁止或是诫命长大起来。
They've already reached an age when they are mature enough to make wise decisions.
当他们达到一个成熟的年岁的时候，他们就能做。
And these are all a result of the years of training that were given by parents.
这些都是多年父母亲教导的效果。
And so in that age, they moved on from obeying their parents to respecting them and honoring them.
在那个年龄的时候，他们就从顺服父母亲进入尊敬父母亲的阶段。
When Moses gave the fifth commandment, it was given primarily to adults.
摩西赐这个第五条的时候是针对成人来说的。
It's not a commandment that is directed specifically to children.
不是直接向小孩来说的。
And so how does one honor their parents in their adulthood?
每个人要如何来尊敬他们的父母亲呢？
Let me suggest a few.
让我提几个建议。
You honor your parents by providing for their needs.
尊敬父母亲要提供父母亲所需要的。
By providing them their needed care.
要提供他们所需要的看顾喂养。
Now it was observed that in the animal kingdom,
在动物界。
In the animal kingdom, animals care for their young. Right.
动物会看顾他们的，they're young.
You understand that they're young, right? Now, recently, I saw a pigeon's nest outside the window.
有一次我在窗口看到有小鸽子。
And the mother pigeon was feeding the two young pigeons.
这个做母亲的在喂养小鸽子。
Animals care for their young.
动物会看顾他们的
They're young, yeah. But they do not care for their aged.
但是这些动物呢，不会看顾他们的年老的父母亲。
We are different from animals.
作为人类的是跟牲畜不一样。
Because we are created in the image of God.
因为我们是按照神的形象来创造的。
We care for our young, and we also care for our aged.
我们做人类的，我们会看顾我们的小儿女，也会看顾我们的父母亲。
And it honors God when we honor our parents by caring for them and providing for them in their old age.
我们向我们的上帝的敬畏，能从我们看顾父母亲上面来看到。
In fact, the Bible tells us that assisting our parents financially comes ahead of our commitments to the Lord's work.
圣经让我们看到说，假如我们提供父母亲经济上面的需要，可能这个是比其他的诫命要看为重要。
The Apostle Paul says that he who does not provide for the needs of his family is worse than an unbeliever.
使徒保罗说，假如我们不这样做的话呢，我们是不如不信的。
And so we see that the fifth commandmentActually kicks off a series of commandments that pertains to relationship with people.
让我们看到第五条的诫命呢，看到有很多在人际关系上面的关系。
The church is a larger picture of the family.
教会是一幅比较大的图画，就让我们看到家庭的图画。
In the church, everyone has a father, a mother, a brother, and sister, right?
因为在教会里面，每一位会友有父母亲，有弟兄姐妹。
And so the commandments that pertain to relationships are important.
因为这样，这个关系的诫命是非常重要的。
And so what else does this commandment tell us?
这条诫命对我们说什么呢？
For if you are a young parent,
假如我们是年轻的父母亲。
You have to be reminded that God does not have grandchildren.
我们要提醒说，我们的上帝没有孙子。
Just because parents are believers does not imply that their children automatically are.
不代表说父母亲相信上帝，他们的子女也同样会有相信的。
So young parents must intentionally instruct their children about God.
年轻的父母亲要故意要特别来教导他们的儿女。
Now, what does this say to older parents?
对比较成熟的父母亲如何说呢？
You have to stop commanding your grown-up children.
就是说，我们不要再继续来命令我们年轻的儿女。
Because they've already reached an age when they are mature enough to make their own decisions.
因为我们的儿女已经长大成人，他们能做他们个人的决定。
And this is all a result of the years of training that you have given them.
这些必须是多年来的教训带来的效果。
Instead of commanding them,
不命令他们,
you must move on to just advising them.
但是我们要接下来要劝教他们。
And the way of by heeding your advice, that is the way by which they honor you.
假如我们的儿女听从我们的建议，就代表他们对我们的敬畏。
Let's move to the sixth commandment.
第六条。
Sixth commandment, verse 17, very short. You shall not murder.
第十七节不可杀人。
Now, when you read the sixth commandment, it is very easy for us to dismiss and say, we do not have any problem with this.
可能你心中说，我对这条诫命没有什么问题。
Certainly, we are unlikely to commit murder, right?
不可能我会有杀人的倾向。
And yet, this commandment is very relevant.
但是这条诫命对我们来说是非常有意义的。
Because we live at a time when killing and murder has become so trivial, they've already numbed the senses.
因为我们今日活在社会里面呢，谋杀或是这种的情况是非常平常的。
I grew up in Manila as a kid.
我们是从菲律宾马尼拉长大的。
And my first experience of learning my neighbor killed by the thief shock me.
我第一个经验是我的邻居被人谋杀，这个事情让我感觉到非常的惊讶。
It happened one afternoon on a weekday.
有一天下午的时候。
The thief came in, fired a few gunshots, and my neighbor was killed.
我的邻居就被人这样枪打谋杀。
I was so shocked, I couldn't study well for my exams.
经过几天，我还感觉到非常的惊讶，因为我不能好好专心的念书。
So when I failed, I told my mom, "Oh, it's because of what happened."
当我不及格的时候，我就借口对我母亲说，是因为我们邻居的事情，我不能专心。
Nowadays, our children are not shocked about news of death.
现在呢，我们的儿女不会因为这些谋杀的事情来受影响。
Because news, movies, video games, they all portray murder to be so trivial, so routine.
因为他们现在每天所面对的这些谋杀的事情是非常平常的。
Death is no longer taken with moral seriousness.
他们不以很严格的情况来面对这个死亡的问题。
And these movies, these video games, they train us to be killers without the need of practicing how to fire a gun.
因为这些我们所看的电影，我们所玩的这些东西呢，不要求我们有什么心中不安的事情。
But we must all know that all murder begins with a hate for fellow.
但是我们要记得说，每一个谋杀是从心中存恨的心。
It begins with a hate for fellow that leads to a love for violence.
开始的时候是我们恨我们的弟兄，来引起我们要想要谋杀他们。
We are to be reminded that we are our brother's keeper.
我们每次要提醒自己说，我们是看顾我们弟兄的人。
We must have a reverence for life.
我们对人的生命要有这个敬畏的心。
Because it is a reverence for God who gave life.
因为代表我们对赐生命的神有敬畏。
Jesus in the New Testament.
主耶稣在新约里面。
He says, "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty."
对你兄弟们生气的，就有这个杀人的心。
It means that premeditated murder actually lurks in our hearts.
代表说我们在我们心中有这个想杀人的动机。
And so what must we do?
我们必须要怎么样做呢？
Every time we get angry, we must confess our sins immediately.
每一次我们对人生气的时候，我们就要承认我们的罪。
We must pray for our enemies.
要为我们的敌人祷告。
We must not take revenge to our own hands, but leave room for God's wrath.
我们不要自己报仇，乃是要让神来对我们替我们伸冤。
Now later, Elder Stanley and I are going to prison.
等一会儿，我们两位要进监牢去。
And I found this teaching.
好，我以为说这个教训。
I found this teaching by Pastor Chris very helpful.
是我们谢牧师教导我们的。
Says when you go to prison, never think that the prisoner is more sinful than you are.
每当你们去监牢侍奉的时候，不要以为说监牢里面的人是你是比他们好。
The only difference between the convicted murderer and you is this.
你与这些被定罪的监牢里面的人的差别是这样。
He had the opportunity to commit the crime.
在监牢里面的这些人，他们有机会来犯这个罪。
You did not.
可能我们在外面的人没有那个机会。
He had the guts, the courage to do it.
可能这些在监牢里面的有勇气来犯这个罪。
You just did not have enough courage.
可能我们心中害怕不敢做。
Lastly,
最后呢，
he was caught.
那些人被抓到。
He was caught.
在里面的人是被抓到的。
So whenever we are angry towards our brothers,
每当我们有对我们兄弟们生气的时候，
that is premeditated murder lurking in our hearts.
在心中就动了这个不好的动机。
Confess that sin immediately.
要马上承认。
Seventh commandment.
第七条。
You shall not commit adultery.
不可以奸淫。
Now the problem in our society today is that adultery is not only widely depicted, shown.
在我们今天的社会里面，这个奸淫的事情不是单单很明显的给我们看到。
It is also celebrated.
可能这个我们也是有代表很欢喜庆祝的心。
Love songs sing about adultery.
因为爱情歌里面有很多关于这个奸淫的事情。
I don't know if you've heard this one.
我不知道你有听到这个爱情。
It goes along this line.
就好像这样说。
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family, and they need you there. And I'll be saving all my love for you.
你有你的家庭，你有你的子女，但是我会为你留存保存我的爱情。
Very good. Books have also been printed regarding adultery.
有很多的书籍也让我们看到犯奸淫的事情。
So I saw this book entitled Manners and Etiquettes for the Mistress.
做情夫的礼节这本书
very interesting. I had to take a look.
对我很有兴趣，我就去看。
In that book, it writes.
在那本书，他这样说
，for the mistress 啊，
就是做情夫的。
Do not attempt to accidentally meet your man in a party.
不要在意外的情况下与你的情夫，与这个人，你所爱上的这个男人
Because、
碰头。
Because your accidental meetings later on may become too predictable.
因为你这种意外的偶外的 情况下呢，会变成很习惯。
So what it's saying is that the mistress would always like to plan to accidentally meet the man in the party.
这本书说，在这个情况下，做情夫的可能会计划要无意当中碰到他心中所爱的人。
But it just so happens that the accidents happen too often.
问题是说这种意外的事情很经常发生。
Greeting cards now have a category for adulterers.
卡片同样也有这种的卡片。
So there's this one card that says.
我发现有一张卡片这样说。
While you are celebrating the season with the family, I'll be thinking of you.
当你跟你的家人庆祝这个节气的时候，我会想到你。
Adultery nowadays is not only widely depicted, it is accepted and celebrated.
今天的社会接受奸淫这种情况。
Now I come from the Philippines, where it's a Roman Catholic dominated country.
菲律宾是天主教的国家。
And coming to Singapore, I was shocked to learn that in Singapore, one cannot be prosecuted for adultery.
我很惊讶的发现说，在新加坡犯奸淫的，你不会在社会上被定罪。
Because in the Philippines, adultery is prosecutable.
因为在菲律宾天主教的国家，犯奸淫可能你能被定罪。
But then nobody reports adultery.
但是没有人报告这种情况。
Commandment 7,
第七条
，verse 19, you shall not steal.
不可偷盗。
Sorry, eight.
第八条。
I'm not yet done with Commandment 7.
第七条还没有讲完。
Lots of things to say about Commandment 7.
有很多我必须要讲的。
Commandment 7 tells us,
第七条这样说
that we are prone to be unfaithful.
我们人性很倾向不忠诚。
We are prone to be unfaithful towards people we promise to be faithful to.
虽然说我们有承诺要对某某人要忠诚的话呢，人性会倾向不忠诚的情况。
That means that we are prone to be unfaithful towards the God who rescues us out of darkness.
同样，我们对那位拯救我们脱离黑暗的神会不忠诚。
The one who initiated a covenant of faithfulness with us.
那位为我们设立守约的信实的上帝。
We are prone to be unfaithful.
我们会对上帝不忠诚。
And it is good to remind ourselves of that.
最好是提醒我们自己。
That is why Scripture refers to Israel's unfaithfulness as adultery.
为了这样呢，圣经就描写说，以色列人对上帝不忠诚的情况是好像犯奸淫的时候。
How is sexual adultery similar to man's unfaithfulness to God?
在性上面这个奸淫的事情是如何与对上帝不忠诚同样呢？
You see, when a man and a woman commits themselves to marriage,
每当男人跟女人他们要结婚的时候，
they're actually committing to give their all to each other.
他们对对方承诺要献上他们所有的
their all, their love,
他们的爱情
their money,
他们的钱财。
That's why you have joint accounts.
因为现在我们有联合的户口。
And they are committed to giving their bodies to each other.
承诺要献上他们本身给对方。
And in marriage, both husband and wife have rights to each other's all.
因为这样呢，在婚姻里面，作为丈夫或是妻子的，他们有权利来享受对方所有的。
Spiritual adultery is actually forsaking our Creator, our God.
在属灵方面，属灵的奸淫是放弃我们的上帝，我们创造的上帝。
It is denying God His rights over us.
我们否认上帝对我们有权柄。
Spiritual adultery is giving ourselves to some other God.
属灵的奸淫代表我们献上自己给其他的神。
That is why faithfulness to God is lived out in our faithfulness to our spouses.
因为这样，我们对上帝的忠诚要从我们婚姻上面对我们的妻子丈夫忠心。
And so how do we flee adultery?
要如何逃避奸淫呢？
Let me just give one holy and practical way to do this.
让我提供很好很神性的建议。
Never develop an emotional bond with the opposite sex other than your spouse.
在我们的配偶以外，不要有其他属于这个感情上面的交通。
It's that simple.
是这样的简单。
Never develop an emotional bond with the opposite sex who is not your wife or your husband.
在配偶以外，不要有如何情感。
Because it leads to unfaithfulness.
因为这个会引起不忠心的事情。
And unfaithfulness to spouse is unfaithfulness to God.
对我们的配偶的妻子丈夫不忠诚，就代表我们对上帝不忠心。
Eighth commandment,
第八条。
Verse 19, you shall not steal.
19节 不可偷盗。
Now, Commandment 8 shows us that God wants us to respect personal property.
第八条的诫命代表说我们的上帝要求我们要尊敬他人所有的。
And so when you read Deuteronomy, you find out, you discover that God has laws on penalties for theft.
我们就看到圣经上面有很多神的诫命要禁止我们偷盗。
He does not allow you to have your sheep graze on somebody else's land.
我们的羊群不许在其他的人的草场上去吃他们的草。
There are laws on what do you do when you borrow somebody's donkey and it dies.
同样，比如说你向邻居借他的驴呢，他意外死掉，要如何对待？
Now all these laws tell us that God is concerned about personal property.
所有的条规的就代表说上帝看重别人所有的。
Because personal property, they are the fruit of our labor.
因为每个人所拥有的代表每个人他劳动所得来的奖赏。
That is why he commands us not to steal.
因为这样神就命令我们不可偷盗。
He commands us not to steal because God has given us the gift of work.
因为上帝赐给每个人有工作劳动的恩赐。
So notice when God created Adam, God gave him work, right?
创世纪当神创造亚当的时候就让他有这个能力来做劳动的工作。
In fact, it is interesting to note that before God gave Adam Eve, God gave Adam work first.
在上帝赐给亚当夏娃之前，上帝就赐给亚当有工作的能力。
Because the man has to work first before he can marry.
因为做男士的必须要工作才能结婚,
so that he can provide for his family through the fruits of his work.
从他手中所做的, 工作, 能提供家庭需要,
work produces fruit, wealth, and personal property.
因为工作会带来, 工作的果子, 就是, 他的财产。
But the problem is many people want fruit, wealth, personal property, minus the needed work, right?
问题是说很多人他们想要得到工作所带来的财产, 但是不喜欢不希望要劳动工作,
and so they resort to stealing.
为了这样他们就使用, 偷盗来得到这些东西,
they resort to getting what they did not rightfully earn.
心中想得到他们不该得的东西,
the commandment you shall not steal exposes the inner thief in all of us.
这条诫命就显露到我们心目中每个人都是, 想要偷盗的,
because we all have a desire to gain much with little or zero input.
因为我们心中想要得到很多, 但是不喜欢付出,
and so when we go around God's rule in acquiring possessions through work, we ultimately steal from God.
每次我们不按照神所命令我们的去得到我们必须得到的呢, 我们就, 是好像说犯上这个偷盗的罪。
So the eighth commandment must lead you to ask yourself, is there anything or is there any possession that I have that I did not honestly acquire?
第八条会提醒我们说, 我们所拥有的有如何东西是不是按照我们诚实劳动去得来的。
Do you have a book that you borrowed from somebody and you refuse to return it?
有一本书我们是向他人借的, 但是我们, 还没有还他。
Is there a video that you're watching which you did not pay for?
或是一片电影片我们没有付上钱来看呢?
Bible says do not steal.
因为圣经说不可偷盗,
because stealing ultimately is stealing from God.
因为你假如偷呢, 是, 真的是从上帝那边偷来的。
Ninth commandment,
第九条,
you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
不可做假见证陷害人。
Now the ninth commandment reminds us to be people of integrity.
第九条, 这诫命要提醒我们每个人要做有, 情操的人。
Because a lie does not only dismiss the presence of an all-knowing God.
因为每当我们说谎言的时候, 是我们欺骗这个, 完全知道的上帝。
You deny the presence of the all-knowing God.
因为好像我们不承认有一位神存在。
And it also causes harm towards others.
让我们带来, 他人的陷害。
The ninth commandment specifically addresses the witness who is tasked to take the stand.
第九条的诫命呢, 是, 特别是见证人, 向这个见证人来说的。
His testimony may determine life or death towards of the accused.
因为这位见证人呢, 他可能会, 对这个, 被控告的人生死有很大的关键。
And so truth must be spoken.
因为这样呢, 这个见证人必须要说诚实话。
Because lies destroy the neighbor and they destroy the community.
说谎言呢, 会, 带来社会跟这个被控告的人的损害。
And why is it important to speak the truth?
为什么要说诚实话呢?
Because truth is rooted in God's character.
因为真理是上帝的神圣。
And we are all created in His image.
我们大家都是, 上帝的形象所创造的。
God is the God of truth.
我们的上帝是真理的上帝。
Everything about Him reflects absolute and undiluted truth.
上帝的一切代表绝对性的真理跟诚实。
His justice is perfect.
他的公义是完全的。
He is uncorrupted.
他是不可, 受什么人来腐败的。
He hates lies.
因为我们的上帝是恨恶, 这个谎言。
And so we, His people, must be people of truth.
我们作为他的子民的必须要成为, 真诚, 真理的子民。
We must be truthful in our words, in our intentions, and even in our actions.
我们的动机，我们的语言，要诚诚实实的说。
So how do we do this?
我们如何来做呢？
Let me suggest one thing.
让我提上这些这建议。
Never tolerate a lie.
就是说我们不要容许谎言在当中。
It begins with how we bring up our children.
从我们怎么样教导我们的儿女开始。
Interestingly, some psychologists say that a child's first few lies are seen as an important step in his development.
一个小孩开始发育的时候，他这些谎言是在人生当中非常重要的因素。
What it means is that if you see children lying, the psychologists say, oh, that's good, because that's a sign that he is developing healthily.
心理学家说，假如一个小孩说谎言的时候，可能是很正常、很健康的表现。
That, my friends, is a big lie.
这个是最大的谎言。
But let me buy that and let me add something to it.
让我加上几句话。
It is a significant step in the growth and development of a great sinner deserving God's anger.
这个就是在这个大罪人成长的过程当中会引到上帝的愤怒。
A lying child shows the parents that the child is a sinner and in great need of redemption.
说谎言的小孩就代表说这个小孩是需要上帝的恩典来救赎的。
And so we do not tolerate lies at home.
因为这样呢，在家里面不允许小孩有说谎言的习惯。
My children get a spanking for lying.
我的孩子他假如说谎言，他会被我打。
Because God is a God of truth.
因为我们的上帝是真理诚实的上帝。
Also, it would be very good practice to be conscious that behind a lie, there's always an evil intention.
在每个谎言的背后是有不好的动机。
There's an evil intention behind a lie.
每个谎言后面呢有一个很不好、很恶的动机。
Why do you have to cover it up with an MC and say that you're sick?
比如说不是生病呢，为何要报告公司说有 MC 呢？
Why do you have to lie to your wife and say, oh, I didn't hear the phone ringing?
对我们的妻子为何要说我不听到这个电话响呢？
There's an evil intention behind a lie.
每一句谎言的背景的后面有不好的动机。
And we need to sort it out with God.
我们与我们的上帝要搞清楚。
Last,
最后
10th commandment.
第十条
says here, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not set your desire on your neighbor's house or land, his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
不可贪恋人的妻子，也不可贪渎人的房屋、田地、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
You know, I once gave a sermon titled, How Not to Have What You Want and Still Be Happy.
有次我有一次有分享这个信息，说你如何在你所得不到的东西的情况下能享受真正的喜乐。
How do you not have what you want and still be happy?
比如说你心目当中所想要的得不到，怎么样得到喜乐呢？
The answer to that is simple.
答案是非常简单。
Look at what God has given you and be thankful.
每当我们从神领受什么东西，心要存感恩的心。
Be thankful not only once or twice, but be thankful always.
不是一次两次要有感恩的心，乃是要常常感恩。
It's a simple answer, but then doing it needs an enabling from God.
虽然答案是非常简单，但要实现要实行呢，需要我们的上帝的帮助。
Why? Because we are a bunch of ungratefuls.
因为为什么呢？因为我们人通常都是不满足 不能感恩的。
We do say our thanks, but that does not mean that we are thankful.
虽然说我们口头上面说我们感谢神，但是心中呢 不代表说我们真正的感谢他。
We say thanks, but we quickly forget, right?
虽然说我们说感谢，但是很快就忘记了。
So you know the infamous sin of covetousness that was recorded for us in the Bible.
我们很熟悉的在圣经上面这个贪恋的故事是什么？
And that is the sin of David with Bathsheba.
大卫王也是他的所犯的罪。
It all began with David's discovery of Bathsheba taking a bath.
开始的时候是大卫王看到这位女人在洗澡。
And because he was king, he used his powers to get Bathsheba to spend the night with him.
因为他身为国王，他就有权力来使这个女人跟他那天晚上同房。
Little did he know that he would hit the jackpot.
他心中想不到说他能得到这个彩券。
Bathsheba becomes pregnant.
但是呢，这女人就怀孕。
The problem is not with Bathsheba's pregnancy.
问题不是她怀孕。
The problem is that Bathsheba's husband is away at war.
问题是这位女人的丈夫当时是在为国家作战。
And he wouldn't be back for many, many months.
要很长的时间才会回来。
And so should the baby be born?
当大的情况下呢，这个孩子会不会生下来呢？
If the baby is born, people will come back, right? And say, huh? Wasn't your husband away?
比如说这个孩子生下来呢，人会计算说当时怀孕的时候是不是你的丈夫不在呢？
And David would be found out.
当时呢大卫王会被发现。
And so David schemed to get the husband Uriah back.
他就吩咐他的手下的人把这个他的丈夫招回来。
And David coaxed the husband to spend the night with the wife.
大卫王就提议说丈夫回去跟他的妻子同房。
But this husband Uriah, he was a noble soldier.
这位丈夫是一位忠诚的兵人。
He felt that it would be unfair for his fellow soldiers for him to be spending the night with the wife while the rest of them are fighting.
他的丈夫以为说对其他的同事不公平。
And so he did not go home and sleep with his wife.
为了这样他就不回去跟他的妻子同房。
And so David tries a second time and he tries to get Uriah drunk.
第二次他就让他的这个丈夫来醉酒。
Still, he did not go home to his wife.
同样他也没回去跟他的妻子同房。
And so finally, David had him killed so he can marry Bathsheba.
最后这个大卫王就吩咐他手下的人把这位兵派到最危险的地方让他被杀。
When the baby comes out, the people would come back and they would not sense that something was amiss.
假如这个小孩生出来的时候，人家就不会怀疑说有什么事情发生。
Nobody knew，
好像没有人知道
，except God，
除了上帝。
That's why the Bible tells us that God says what you did is evil。
为了这样，上帝说他所做的是是恶的。
And so through the prophet Nathan。God charges David, you have despised me by taking Uriah's wife to be your own.
通过先知拿单他说你藐视我。
You see, the real problem is not adultery, murdering, or murder or scheming.
真正的问题不是奸淫，不是这个谋杀。
The real problem began when David despised God.
真正的问题是当大卫王藐视上帝。
What that means was that despite the many things that God has blessed David with,
虽然说上帝已经恩赐大卫王很多很好的东西，
God gave David his kingship,
他的国度，
He rescued him from Saul,
上帝拯救大卫王脱离扫罗王，
He gave him lots of properties,
给他很多的财产。
Despite all these, David was filled with ingratitude.
虽然是这样呢，大卫王还心中没有感恩的心。
He despised God.
就藐视上帝。
He looked at Bathsheba.
当他看到别斯巴的时候，
He probably thought to himself.
可能他大卫王这样思想说，
Tells God, but you, did not give me that pretty woman.
可能对上帝说，你没有赐下这位漂亮的女人。
David despised the Lord.
大卫王就藐视上帝。
No, my friends, whenever we covet,
每当我们贪恋的时候，
we are despising God.
我们是藐视上帝。
We point a finger at Him.
我们好像对上帝说。
And then we tell him, now God, why did you not give me that?
上帝啊，为什么你不赐给我那样东西或是那个人呢？
And so covetousness churns in our hearts.
因为这样呢，在我们心中就产生贪恋的心。
And then it leads to stealing, it leads to murder, it leads to adultery.
就带来偷盗或是奸淫。
Why does God not want us to covet?
为什么上帝禁止我们要贪恋呢？
Because He has given us good things.
因为他已经赐给我们很多很好的东西。
God has provided us with everything that we need.
上帝赐给我们我们所需要的。
We ought to be grateful for His blessings.
必须为了他的恩赐存感恩的心。
You know, whenever I visit people with who live in beautiful houses.
每当我去探访人家住在豪华的房屋的时候
I see the nice living room
我看到他们很豪华的客厅
And I pray silently
从我心中我就发出这个祷告
What do I pray?
我怎么样祷告呢
I pray and I say Lord I thank you for blessing this couple with a beautiful house
感谢上帝赐给这个家庭有很好的房屋
That is how you flee covetousness.
这样的祷告就让我们逃避贪恋的心。
When you see a pretty girl,
每当你看到很漂亮的女儿呢
and you're already married,
你已经是结婚了。
What do you tell God?
你怎么样向神祷告
？Lord, I pray that you protect this woman from a depraved man like me.
感谢上帝，你让这位漂亮的女人不与我结婚。
Can we not have what we want and still be happy?
假如我们得不到我们心目中所要的，能不能继续享受快乐的生活呢
？With God's enabling, we can.
通过上帝的恩典，我们可以的。
So, my friends, the Ten Commandments are not rules that God gave us to break our backs.
这十条诫命不是上帝赐给我们让我们很难受
Because Jesus died for our sins and rose from the grave He is the Lord of the Sabbath
上帝我们的主耶稣从死里复活他已经成为安息日的主
And He offers us that rest
他也赐给我们安息日所带来的安息
If you believe in Him He gives you that rest
你相信他他就要赐给你那个安息
And so thatSo his commandments then are not backbreaking.
他的诫命不是让我们难受一生。
They are instead rules that we gladly obey as we live the abundant life that Jesus gave us.
乃是让我们能享受到主耶稣所赐给我们丰富的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你在你的圣经上面。让我们知道说敬畏耶和华遵行他的诫命的变为有福让我们每一个人真的在你话语里面遵行享受主你赐给我们的福气奉主耶稣的名祷告阿们